Yeah, T-Mobile offers some sort of a $10 failover. I forget how much the data you get with it. In fact, that's how I started out with it. I'm gonna correct myself. Xfinity was like the rock. It right up till just before I canceled them. The last year, and it was right when they announced that they were selling their own failover plan. And I found it awfully coincidental that I could count on one hand the number of outages I had. And then they announced that you can now buy a wireless failover plan, you know, just in case. And then when they announced that in the year up until I dropped them, I had more outages than I had the entire 25 years I had them before. I just thought that was kind of unusual. I also noticed they weren't running that generator out to that pole quite as often during that little stretch. So I do got to correct myself. Xfinity got bad for about a year before I dropped them. And if that would have been my experience for the 25 years prior, you know, I would have never stayed with them. But it's just like something happened. You know, and I find it unusual that they announce they're going to be selling a backup service, and then all of a sudden I get unreliable. It just seems awfully coincidental, but we have a propensity to see patterns where patterns don't exist. Dakota?
I wouldn't put it past them. There's really nothing greasier than a cell phone salesman or someone that's selling internet.